No, I wasn't ready.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Okay. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not care. Every God in prayer. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Tina, for that beautiful selection. Our opening prayer tonight will come from Danny Yeverton.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes. Good evening.
Most precious Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord, with humble hearts. Father, we just thank you for another day, Lord, that you allowed us to go through, Lord. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Father, we just thank you for all that you do and all that you've done. Father, we thank you for all that we know you're able to do. Father, we ask that you bless this Thursday night, Lord, as we come together to study your word. Father, we ask you to bless each and every one that's on the line, Father. Bless the speaker. Let them give to us what you desire them to give, Lord. Let them give it as you give it to them. And Father, we thank you for everything, and we ask these and all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay, welcome everybody to this night Bible study. We're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And our speaker tonight is going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it over to her.
All right. Thank you, Reverend. Praise God. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
God has blessed us to be back to here on Thursday night. And before I get started, I just want to take a minute and say thank you to all those that helped to make my birthday celebration last Saturday, a wonderful experience, one that I'm still trying to find words to describe it. It was awesome. So just say thank you to everyone who helped to make that happen. And also want to thank Mr. Johnson for blessing us last week with a word from the Lord concerning prayer, and giving us the scripture to go along with it, so that and as we often do, we share the scripture so you can go back and read the scriptures that we use to put together the message that the Lord gives to us to share. Tonight I want to talk about measuring for growth. As born again believers, we're not supposed to become stagnated. We're supposed to grow in the Lord. And in order to do that, as I said, then we have to study the word. We have to spend time in prayer, and the things that the Bible tells us to do to help us to grow is what we have to do, and we have to do it consistently. Paul has said to the Ephesians in chapter 4, verse 15, it said, we are to grow up in all aspects or in all areas into him who is the head. So this is talking about Christ. And if we read in the scripture, Ephesians 4:14, 15, and 16, and we have some more information I'm gonna read that. Now that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning and craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And we know that Christ is the head of the church and the head of the spiritual body. Verse 16, for from whom the whole body, fittedly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Building up by, that's the only way we can build ourselves up, is in the word and doing it according to way that is described in the Bible. And I know that we've heard it more than one time that we are many members. It's one body, but it's many members. And when you put it all together, Christ is the head of the body. And yes, we have instructions in the word as to how we are supposed to fit, you know, into the body. And that God gives us the positions he wants us to hold and the gifts he wants us to have. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about Paul said he didn't want us to be ignorant concerning the gifts. But God give every one of us something to do. We're not just here to be idle, but we are here with a purpose, and the purpose is we have a part in the body of Christ, and we need to acknowledge Christ is the head, but we are one of the parts of the body, and as Christ did the parables, we often say, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit realm. So when we look at the natural body, we can get an idea of what God's talking about in the word concerning the spiritual body. There's all the different parts that we see of the natural body in the spirit realm, in the spiritual body also, and starting with Christ being the head, and he is the chief shepherd. He's the shepherd, and then we know that the pastor is the shepherd under Christ, and then from there on down. But then we have a part in it. And if you don't know what your gift is and what your ministry is and what part of the body, what God has given you to do, then that's where prayer comes in. We go to the Lord, and we seek him, and he will take us to the word, and he will show us what in the word what he wants us to see. He will speak to us and let us know what he wants us to hear and him say to us, and all we have to do is follow him. And so as we know that, there, and we are growing, we need some kind of some way to measure it. So that it's called the spiritual benchmarks. It allow us to see if we are growing or if we standing still. And if we're standing still, then we know that you don't stand still. You'll either go back or you're going to go forward. And if we are not moving forward, if we are not working and producing fruit, that then we are not growing. When we find ourselves standing still, then we need to go to God, and we need to talk to him as to why that we are not growing, because you want to be growing spiritually. If you see something that's growing, it's dying. And if you've seen water that's not moving, it becomes stagnated. And that's the way it is with us. We don't want to become stagnated. We want to strive to constantly grow and produce fruit, because that's the only thing God's going to accept. Because he said, if we don't bear fruit, the limb that does not bear fruit will be cut off the tree and put into fire. And so how we connect with God through his word and develop our relationship through our communication with him in prayer. And this is something that needs to happen every day, as I said before. Every day, not we can't skip a few days and a week or a month or whatever, and still be connected to the Father. Because if you go back to the Lord's Prayer, it said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Everything that He talked about is daily. It's a daily thing. And when we look at Matthew chapter 6, and He said, "We seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and everything we need gonna be added." So we don't have to really worry about what we have, what we need or not, because He will never tell us to do anything that He doesn't equip us, anoint us, and supply what is needed to do what He's assigned us to. We just have to learn how to be obedient. And that's what God wants us to do, is learn to be obedient. And as we do that, we will become more conscious of, you know, sometimes there may be some things that we are doing that we don't see it as being sinful, but it may be something that is not accepted by God, and it's hindering our spiritual growth. Well, when we begin to seek Him and use our benchmark to tell our growth, then God will show us if there's anything at all that we need to deal with. And when we begin to grow in the Lord, anything that we know that is not a pleasing in God's sight, we will deal with it quickly. We will not and we need to learn as believers that we need to make sure we repent daily if there's anything that we think we've done that might hinder us from staying connected to the Father. I mean, I'd rather say, you know, if I've done anything wrong, forgive me, and haven't done anything, than to have done something and not ask forgiveness for, and let it hinder me from growing and then staying connected to the Father. Because I'm telling you, when time comes, when we have the emergencies, there is not time to get things right. Therefore, we better make sure we know how to keep things right. So when there's an emergency and we need the Father, that there's nothing to do but call on Him. And the only way we can do that is to stay connected to Him and grow in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. There, and when we read in the scriptures, I think Ephesians 4:14-15, you see Paul was talking to him and he said, let me go back here and read this. That we therefore be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. It's like we cannot be where we were 10 years ago and still be connected to the Father. We have to grow. Every day there should be progress made, that we see things a little clearer and we are more willing to be obedient than we were when we started out, because something we didn't know to do it, and you can't do what you don't know to do. But when you come into the knowledge of it, that this is the will of the Father, that's when you need to become obedient, because obedience is better than sacrifice. We can give anything we want to give, but if we're not willing to obey God when he tells us to turn right or turn left, and we've been used to going the other way, then we're disconnecting ourselves from the Father. And sometimes the things that He will tell us to do is not anything other than to just see if we're going to obey Him. I heard this young lady was saying that the Lord had told her what to wear to church one Sunday. And she was saying she put on everything except the shoes, but she wanted to wear a different pair of shoes. Well, but the thing is, she know God. And I don't know, you may not have ever experienced that, where the Holy Spirit dress you. Well, just keep living and keep serving God. I guarantee you, there's going to be a time when He's going to say, you put on this, this, and this. And no matter what you want to put on, you know, you need to put what He tell you to put on, because there's a reason for it. That He tell you to do it, number one, other than just obeying Him, there may be another reason that you don't even know about. But when you do it, you walk in the peace of God, which helps you know that is the will of God. And when we do this, we can see that we are growing to the point that if anything is out of balance, I'm going to say, then we don't mind dealing with it quick and in a hurry, because we don't want anything to separate us from the Father. We know from his standpoint, he said there is nothing going to separate us from his love. But for us to be disobedient, and it said failure, I was reading this, failure to deal with sin is rebellious against God. Anything that we know to be out of the will of the Father and we choose not to deal with it, we operate in a spirit of rebellion. And when we do that, rebellion just disconnects us totally from God. But all we have to do is repent. And when we do that, ask forgiveness for disobedience or whatever it is that we know that was wrong, then God will restore us back. So that's the thing we need to do, is make sure that we have to be refilled, refocused, and then we need to retreat. Get in his presence and spend time there and know it's not wasted time. It seems like now that where we are, that we don't, the not many have time to spend time in prayer. They feel like it's so much to do until they always have to be doing. You cannot be busy all the time and praying at the same time. In order to commune with God in prayer, we're going to have to get still and go into his presence. He will not compete with all that's going on in the world around us. And he told us in Romans 12:2 that we are not to be conformed to this world, that we are supposed to renew our mind in the word. We have to know that we can't get with the world and stay connected to the Father. So in order to stay connected, and we got to spend some in time, and he says it in Isaiah and also in Psalms that we read it often in, where it said, be still and know.
Yes.
I am God. Be still. Be still. Learn. If we can ever learn how to be still in the presence of God and let him renew our mind and let him speak to us and giving us the direction as to what we need to do next, you will find that what we're doing will be accomplishing greater things than the way we do it without God being included. And when without God in directing us and instructing us, so many times it seems like the simple thing we think every day, we don't have to ask God what to do today. You know, we just get up and we start doing something. But I can tell you for sure that if you spend time in the morning before you get started to do what you think you need to do and have a conversation with the Father and make sure that your first step, not in the afternoon, your last step, but your first step in the morning is ordained by God, you All will right. have less problems. And it said that, you know, the thing that our faith is built upon is struggles, because it's a hardship that caused us to have to come to that place where we believe and trust God. But if we do it his way, there won't be no hardship. It won't be hard. Because he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Mm-hmm. But it's only hard when we have to get, when he has to, you know, hit us. We have to hit the wall a few times. But, you know, in Psalms in 3:5-6, it say, we are supposed to lean not to our own understanding, but trust God with our whole heart. Whole means just that. Whole. Or your whole self. You know, give God your whole being, your whole self. Don't just hold. Christ cannot sit on the throne of your life if you don't give him your whole life. You know, mm-hmm. He can only be Lord of your life if you give him your whole life. Because if you holding on to a little piece and thinking you can make this decision without consulting God, then you haven't turned loose everything, and God don't have control of your whole life, then you're going to hit some places that's going to be tough, and you're going to find yourself struggling. But in so doing, God will bring you out, and your faith will be stronger. But why can't we just stay in connected with the Father and do it His way and not have to go through the struggle? Yeah, Christ already died on the cross, but we don't have to die for nothing and nobody.
That's right. Die to self.
Die to self. Stop letting self be in control.
Amen.
There is no good thing in the flesh, and when we give over to the flesh, we will not be operating in the will of the Father. But when we know to bring the flesh under subjection of the Holy Spirit, then we're going to walk in the will of the Father, and God is going to make it the path easy. He's going to show us which way to go. And when we are obedient, it said we will eat the fat of the land or the good of the land. Mm-hmm. It's simply when we are obedient, God say, turn right. I don't care how many times, how many years you've been turning left at that crossroad. If God say turn right, turn right. Because you may not have to take a detour down there and waste time. But we have to learn that. That's how God operates. If we obey Him, follow His word, and do what He said, and the word is not going to change because it's been written over 2,000 years, and stood the test of time. And God is God inspired everything from Genesis to Revelation. Man might have written it, but God inspired. It's God inspired. It's His word. So, and it's written for us so that we know what it is He wants us to do. And not only that, but God gives us the how that He wanted done. And when we follow Him, then we have a peace, we have joy, but we don't have the struggles. So we have to keep growing. We cannot become stagnated and stay connected to the Father. But we also need to be able to tell, have something to measure our walk with so that we can know, are we really going in the right direction? Are we really growing? Or do we need to do something different? Tonight, go read the scripture, Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 1:22-23a, Ephesians 4:14-16. And let the Lord speak to your heart. And if you are doing something that is, and sometimes with things we do, it's a good thing, but it's not a God thing. And if we find ourselves in that place, then we need to be able to figure out what is of God and what's of man. Because it can be good, but not of God. And we will not grow if that's where we are. So if we can stay connected to the Father, spend time in prayer, spend time in the Word, spend time operating in this, because He said that we read, if you have read in Ephesians, it's that we're supposed to speak in love. And everything we do, and we do it in love, because if God is in us, then what comes out of us should be love, because that's what God is. And if we're not operating in love in all areas, then we might just need to take a step back and get in His presence and find out what's going on. But anyway, pray that you got something out of what I just said tonight to help you just stay connected to the Father. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it's something about His joy and His peace that just, there's no words. You can't find words to describe it when you're walking in that place. But you want everybody to know about it, and you can't say enough words to describe it to them. But if you can convince them to try it, they will find out for themselves. God is love. And in His presence. And then one thing I want to say is God has not given us fear. We are living in a time when there's so much going on until I believe we have to be careful not to be fearful. But He said He's given us power, love, and a sound mind, not sound fear. So we don't have to, and that sound mind, we need to hold on to that too, because all this other stuff that's going on, and they're calling it some this, that, and other that's messing with the mind. Because if the devil convince you that God is not keeping your mind and nor your heart, then you're going to have ALS, Alzheimer's, dementia, and heart attacks. Now, and any of that will keep you from serving the Father. Any of those things will keep you out of the will of the Lord. That's not God's plan for us. So let us stand on the word, receive what he said about us, and do what it is he requires of us so that we can help build the kingdom, because that's what needed right now. The kingdom of God needs to be advanced, and it takes the people of God to help do that. So, again, I pray that you got something out of what's been said, and stay connected to the vine. It is necessary that we do that so that we don't be cast into the fire.
Oh, Jesus.
Back to you, Robin.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sis, for your words. Here's your words. In the room, 30 seconds is going to come from Juanito Yeverton.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to be reading from 2 Chronicles, verse 17. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I read 2 Chronicles 14. 7-14. Thank you.
Okay, moving right along. Let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates.
I'll ask that y'all pray for my daughter Tanya. She kind of has been diagnosed with having breast cancer, so just pray for her.
Okay. Also, we're going to ask that we put Marlon Lovett on the prayer list. He had surgery today.
Uncle Robert, I got a praise report, Deborah Jackson. I thank God for Mother. I thank God for the people in the line that's praying for me. I thank each and every one. I thank God because today I've been, and for the past couple of days, I've been trusting and relying, like Mother said, trusting and obeying God, doing God's will. And the Lord spoke to me, and he's been healing my body. I'm claiming healing today. I'm walking and I'm a healer because God is a healer. He said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we're healed. I put all that medicine that I've been taking on the back burner. I haven't been taking it, and the pain pill, I only take it if I have to have it. Even with the pain, I kept saying, Lord, you're still a healer. That's just the center. But God has touched my body for the past couple of days, and I've been relying on it. He said, now faith is the seven of things hopeful, the evidence of things we don't see, we don't know, we just hope that God, and have faith and trust in God. He was telling me today that God's word is sharper. Like Mother had been saying, I've been taking it all in. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and he knows he can get to the intents of our hearts and our thoughts. God knows when we trust in him. God knows when we depend on him completely. I said, Lord, I take this, Lord. Take it. I'm tired of picking it up and taking it back. I'm giving it to God, and he's working it out for me. Yeah, I don't have to go to the doctor until the 18th for the cancer report. Everybody's been calling me and saying, well, have you heard the report of the doctor? Have you heard the test result? I said, I'm not worried about no test result. God has given me a peace in my mind and my heart and his spirit. I'm not worried because I believe in the report of the Lord. I read my Bible and study and pray. God is working it out for me. So whatever that doctor report is, I'm not going to accept it. Whatever it is, I'm moving on with God. So pray, continue praying for Deborah Jackson, that I surrender completely over to God, that I study His Word, read His Word, walk in victory, and claim my healing.
Praise God.
Hi, this is Lisa Pope. I'm going to be having a total knee replacement on June 23rd. If you can all keep me in prayer. Thank you.
Okay.
What was that date again, Lisa?
June 23rd.
Okay, no more input update. Moving right along. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
On last week, we had 31 people, if there's no mistake. And we thank God for each and every one. Lee in Virginia.
Here.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae. Janet. Dan, Anita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Oli. Glory.
Here.
Rep. Addie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hutch. Mari. Deborah. Barbara Williams.
Yeah.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Jesus.
Ken Carol. Chris and Don.
Yeah.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Angela.
Here.
Barry.
Here.
Amari.
Here.
Ashanta.
Here.
Jim.
Yeah.
Tina Strong. Josh.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya W. Fran, Lisa,
here,
Evelyn C, Martina Yeverton,
here.
Okay, did I miss anyone?
This is Sister Johnson. I just got a request while we was on the line. My cousin from Durham just called me and answer the call, because I know she don't normally call me, because her mother's been in the hospice for a very long time. And we was up there Monday, me and my sister up there, and her mother has gotten worse, she said, after we left, and they have transferred her down here in Raleigh to from Durham to hospice. And so just be praying for the family, because they have, the doctor had gave her up. They've taken her off of food and water and just giving her morphine when we was up there. That's what my cousin said. And she's 87 years old. So they had to take bring her down here to Raleigh. And she's going to text me the address. So just keep the Mangum family in prayer, because her daughter been looking after her. I ain't never known about being on hospice, because she was on hospice before the pandemic, maybe 2 or 3 years from my understanding, and she's still on hospice. So, but anyway, just keep the Mangum family in prayer. Thank you.
Okay. We'll turn it over to Pastor Burwell. Next week, the opening prayer will be done by Evelyn C., and our 32nd will be done by Chris. And with that said, we're in one announcement for the Mangum family. We'll be having our last getaway meeting Sunday at 8 o'clock using the old number. Okay? Using the old number. With that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Bearwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another night. We thank you for another day that you allow us to have, a day that we never seen before. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, God. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone, oh God, and give them what they need. Give them the desires of their heart. You told us if we delight ourselves, you will give us the desires of our heart. We thank you for the word tonight, powerful word coming from you, God, telling us not to be tossed to and fro. Oh, God, to get stable, get steadfast in your word, God, because you will return back for us. Help us not to be unaware, God. Oh, God, if you're coming soon, God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for Mother. You allow her to see 86, Lord. I know that you are able, God, to keep us. If you kept her, you can keep us. God, you don't have no respect to person. Yes. God, I thank you for her, her strength that you've given her, God. Continue to bless her and use her, God, for this Bible study. God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. If any sin in our life, God, we ask you to move it out. Any wickedness, God, any unforgiveness, God, help us to forgive people while we have a chance. We thank you right now for this day. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. And I thank you today for this day. Lord, you know when we are weak, God. Lord, you know when we are strong. You know every hair on our head, God. Yeah. We thank you for everything, God. You know what we go through, God. We thank you for Sister Deborah, God. Oh, God, that positive faith, God. Lord, continue to increase her faith. Oh, God, that she believed you, God, that you are a healer, God. You was wounded for our transgression. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to heal her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God. We thank you for everything today. You said in all things give thanks. Oh, God, it's because it's your will. We thank you for the one that's having surgery, God. Lord, go before it, God, and work it out, Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Megan, Lord, that family, God. I ask you right now, God, you have the last say so on anything. Oh, God, do it for her, God. Work it out, God, for that family. Don't let their heart be troubled. You're too wise to make a mistake, and you're too just to do wrong, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, God, for everything and everyone, yes. God. Yes. Oh, God, continue to renew our strength, God. When the doctor give a report, God, of breast cancer, God, help us to draw nigh to you, not to be disconnected from you, God, because you are a healer. You said by your stripes we are healed, God. We thank you, God. Even the body may decay, but we know that you are able, God, to renew our strength. And I thank you for today. Yes. Thank you for this Thursday, God. Lord, in a day that we've never seen before, God. Ask you to bless our children. Surround them with love, God, and put your angels all around each one and let them stay there, God. Oh, God, and send your conviction power upon the ones that don't see the need of serving you, God. And I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you have done, God. I praise your name. I glorify you for everything that you've done, God. If any discouraged today, God, encourage their heart. Let them know that you are with them, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We trust you with all our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. You said in all our ways acknowledge you, God, and you will direct our path, God. Lord, as we sleep tonight, God, let those angels surround us, God. Oh, God, like never before. I praise your name, God. We call on you because we know that you are able, God, to answer every request, God. You see, your ears are open to our prayer, God. And you know, God, that you are able. You told us to bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit, God. You said, bless the Lord, all my soul, God, who heal, forgive us all thy iniquity, and who healeth all thy diseases. You are a healer. We thank you for doing it, God, and what you're going to do for us in the future, God. Help us to walk upright, God, and shun evil. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this opportunity. Open your ears to our prayer, God, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
God.
Amen. Amen.
Let's close in prayer. And we thank everybody for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having everyone back next week. That said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.